What a great afternoon this is. What a special day for us here in the state of Colorado and for golf. And I think you're going to enjoy this wonderful program. My name is Russ Miller. I'm the director of golf at the Broadmoor, and I've had the chance to work on three USGA championships. What a pleasure it's been. Look forward to this one. Before we begin, I'd like to recognize a few of our honored guests here today. Kathy Ritter, director of Colorado Tourism Office. Kathy's had a lot to do with this championship coming here. George Solich. George is a huge advocate of golf in Colorado and has done wonderful things and has really helped us so far. Ed Maid, executive director of the Colorado Golf Association. Ed, thank you. Have our Cherry Hill boys, John Ogden, head professional, and Clayton Cole, former head professional. They've held many USGA events, championships there at Cherry Hills. Barry Brown, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing at the Broadmoor Hotel. Barry, thank you. Doug Habgood, who will be in a moment. He's executive director for the U.S. Senior Open Championship. Breanne White, who's the championship director of the 2018 Senior Open. Breanne, there you are. Thank you. Justin Bellinger, marketing and community relations director for the championship. And most importantly, I thank all the media. You're wonderful to come out today in the middle of the afternoon. And thanks for coming, all our championship clients that are here and all the other guests. Thank you for taking time. I think it's going to be worthwhile, your visit this afternoon. Next, I'd like to introduce Robbie Zalesnik. Robbie's a USGA director for the U.S. Senior Open Championship, and their organization oversees his entire event. So, Robbie,
thank you, Russ. It's hard to believe I'm here with you. Russ gave me my first golf lesson when I was 10 years old. I head pro in Eastern North Carolina, so I can't believe I'm sitting with you, and it's a pleasure to be here. Again, my name is Robbie Zalesnik on behalf of the USGA. It's great to be here. Thank you all for coming, and thanks to the Broadmoor for really inviting us to host the Senior Open with you. It's going to be a great experience. The USGA has a great relationship with the state of Colorado. We've had this will be our 32nd championship in the state, and we've got great friends, and Russ just mentioned John and Clayton from Cherry Hills. Personally, this will be the second championship I've worked. I worked very closely with John at the 2012 U.S. Amateur Championship, and we had a great event. It was a wonderful championship. Thanks, John, for all your help. And I know Ed Mates here with the Colorado Golf Association Common Ground was our stroke play co-host that year, and thanks for that support, Ed. And again, together we had a great championship, and thanks for all you do with Colorado Golf Association. And we're very excited with the USGA to be partnering with the Broadmoor. This will be the 8th championship we've had at the Broadmoor. And if you look at the Broadmoor, if you've been there, it's just what a special place. It's an honor for us to have this invitation to be partnering with you. If you look at the Broadmoor, it's a place of champions. When you look at the 7 previous champions, 2 legends have won at the Broadmoor. The 1959 U.S. Amateur, Jack Nicklaus, golf legend, and 1995 Women's Open, won by Annika Sorenstam. So we have, great championship history there, and we're really adding another champion to the Broadmoor family today, and that's kind of why we're here. We're very honored and pleased to welcome John Elway and thank him for agreeing to serve as our honorary chairman for the 2018 U.S. Senior Open. We look forward to working with Mr. Elway and putting on a great championship in 2 years. And, with that, no further introductions needed. Please help me welcome Mr. Elway and thank him.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Next, I'd like to introduce Joe Cole. Joe was news director with Fox 21 in Colorado Springs. Once again, Fox's relationship with USGA now is at a great threshold, and Joe's been a great partner with the Broadmoor. So, Joe, floor is yours.
All right, very good. Well, thank you guys all for being here. John, appreciate you accepting the honor, because otherwise we'd be at Brister's. Because Bubby Brister was on the short list. So we're glad that you accepted. I've got several questions for the group up here, and we're just going to go through the questions, and then we'll open it up to the media. And when we do those questions to the media, we do want to keep those questions golf-focused and not football-focused. All right, so let's start with Russ. Russ, tell us a little bit about the Broadmoor's relationship with the USGA.
Yeah, Robbie covered a lot of it. We're fortunate this will be our 8th USGA championship, and I don't know what the right word is, but we feel an obligation at the Broadmoor to continue having major championships with USGA. not everyone has the opportunity to do that, and there's a lot of criteria that goes in it, but one, a great golf course, one, community involvement, community to support. You see this today here, we're 75 miles away from the golf course and we have a great turnout. So I guess the bottom line is we're just fortunate to have another one, and we'll continue to do so. And Robbie, thanks for the USGA to give us the trust in hosting another championship.
Absolutely.
John, what made you decide to accept the role of honorary chair for the 2018 U.S. Senior Open?
Well, I mean, it's
quite the honor. It really is. I mean, if you look at the history of the Broadmoor, the history of the U.S. Senior Open and the championship, but that it's an honor. And it's hard to, you know, I always look at it to be able to say that the guys that are playing in this tournament are the guys I looked up to when I was growing up. And so, you know, and now it's an honor. But it's just, you know, to be able to be involved and obviously with the Broadmoor, it's an honor, truly an honor.
Robbie, throughout history, there have been six clubs nationally who have hosted the U.S. Senior Open, U.S. Amateur, and the U.S. Women's Open. Name the two clubs in Colorado to hold that honor.
I can do that.
I figured you could.
One is obvious with the Broadmoor and our deep relationship, and the other is Cherry Hills with two great golf courses. Two great championship sites, and joining that list, I know Pinehurst is on that list, Wingfoot, Hazeltine, so there's six clubs that have done it, great clubs, and just speaks to the great golf we have in the state of Colorado and between those two clubs.
What is it about Colorado that makes the USGA come back?
I start with the golf courses. You've got wonderful golf here in the state. Again, we've hosted 31 previous championships. This will be our 32nd across all championships. Obviously, the Broadmoor is special, Cherry Hills is special, but you've got great golf all throughout the state, and you partner great golf courses, which we're always after with the hospitality of the state. It's just unbelievable. Again, the 2012 U.S. Amateur was my first experience here, and you know, Cherry Hills rolled out the red carpet, and Mr. Elway was club president leading up to that and helped kind of pave the way for a great championship there. And I know the hospitality at the Broadmoor speaks for itself, and we're just honored to be a part of it.
John, rumor has it you've played a few rounds of Broadmoor East. Tell us about that course. What do you think?
I will say this, it's really a great golf course. Now, I unfortunately not had a chance to play it a whole bunch, but I will say this, that those greens are something that I've never
really seen anywhere else. Actually, last time I played down there, I think I hit 18 greens and shot 85 or something. I mean, it was has my number, but a beautiful setting and obviously a great golf course.
Obviously you play a lot of golf. Colorado Senior Open June this past summer, you always play the celebrity at Lake Tahoe. I do have to admit, though, I know a lot of times in the newscasts your swing is sweet, so a lot of times you get trumped by Charles Barkley's swing because it's better TV. But do you plan to attempt to qualify for the 2018 U.S. Senior Open?
Well, I've never tried before, but since my involvement with this, I might try now. The bad thing is, with what I'm doing now, it doesn't allow me as much time as I used to have to be able to make it right. But because of the situation, I might give it a shot.
All right. Perfect. Russ, what makes the 2018 U.S. Senior Open so special?
I think it's a couple things. One, it is the national championship, and I don't like the word senior because I'm a senior, John's a senior. It's 50 and above. So it's the premier championship worldwide for golfers 50 and over. We'll have 156 of the best players in the world here, cut down to 64 in ties. This is kind of corny, but it's the Super Bowl of senior golf, and it really is. If you asked a senior player, and Clayton's played in a few of them, if you could pick one championship to win after the age of 50, what would it be? It'd be the U.S. Senior Open. So, once again, we're privileged to have something of that magnitude.
A little history, Robbie. Who can play in the U.S. Senior Open?
Yeah, well, Russ just mentioned it, 50 years and older, and anyone with a handicap index 3.4 or less, we looked it up, 1.9. So we know you're there.
John, what is it about golf that keeps you returning to the course?
Well, I think as an athlete, you know, it's the one game that you can play forever. And I think that it's a game that is different every single day. It's a game that you can never, ever get your arms around all the time.
And it's a different day in and day out. So it's a tremendous challenge. Look, but I think most importantly, it gives us ex-athletes a chance to really compete. And with the Anycam system, you can play with anybody and make it fair and have a lot of fun doing it. So I love the challenge of it. And it gives me a chance to be able to compete.
What's tougher, 4th and 2 in your own territory, or a 3-foot putt that actually means something?
Well, it depends on how much that 3-foot putt means. But I will say the difference between those two is on 4th and 2, it's loud and there's a lot going on, and you don't have a lot of time to think about really what's going on. And in that process, you're going through what's going to happen next, getting a play call, getting the line of scrimmage, looking at the 25-second clock, and knowing all those different things. Whereas when you get that 3-foot putt, you're sitting there, and everyone else is taking their shots, and so you have a lot more time to think about it. So I would say it's a lot more antagonizing doing the 3-footer than it is on 4th and 2. And I will also say I probably have more confidence on the 4th and 2, too.
especially at Broadmoor.
Right. Yeah. Especially at the Broadmoor.
Russ, how can people get involved in the championship?
We'll have 2,600 volunteers, and they come from all 50 states in the country. Like I said, 156 golfers. What's unique about this championship is it's seen worldwide with 20 hours of live TV on Fox to 50 nations worldwide. So this isn't, we call it the national championship, but it's much more than that. There'll be players from many, many countries. It is the U.S. Open, but once again, it is a worldwide event.
Robbie, explain a little bit the importance of an honorary chair and tell us some of the notable honorary chairs in history.
Sure. Through our championships, we've had golfers like Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, but sports figures like Michael Jordan. President Bush was a honorary chairman of our championships. And it really gives us an opportunity to, in this case especially, bring in a broader audience. And obviously John's attention and caring about golf and the state allows us to tell a really good story, and we're happy to have you help us. We know your time's valuable. We won't ask a lot of it, but we appreciate your support in that.
How does altitude play a role in the effect of setting up the golf course?
Good question. We know altitude does affect ball flight, but when we go in the Broadmoor and you see the greens on the East course, we don't have to do much. The greens speak for themselves, and it's not really a factor this championship.
John, do you think there should be a major regular PGA stop in Colorado?
Well, I would sure like to see one. I know that. Having been here for 35 years now and knowing the fans and how much we appreciate sports in the state of Colorado and really the whole Rocky Mountain region, that I would definitely think that there's support for an annual tournament here in Colorado. And obviously we had the one down with Jack Vickers down to Castle Pines for a long time, and that did a tremendous job down there. So there's no question, I think, that I know all the golf fans and sports fans in Colorado would like to see that.
Russ, what type of community support does an event of this magnitude actually require down in the Springs?
Yeah, that's a great question. We talk about golf and players, but I'm gonna go to my notes and talk about a few economic impact from the championship. The economic impact for the city, county, and state is about $21 million. We'll have 130,000 spectators over the week of the championship. Here's a great one. 21,000 hotel room nights will be rented during that week of the championship, which equals about $2.8 million in lodging expenditures. 5,800 rental car days, which is kind of a unique statistic. This will create 356 full-time equivalent jobs leading up to and during the championship. And it gives our business people opportunity to have hospitality, to have their companies be involved, and it's going very strong. For some reason, I think we're past the recession in 2008, and there's a lot of upside going on right now, so our hospitality involvement is very good. And what's unique about this one in 18 is the Broadmoor's 100th anniversary. So we're going to have a whole week of not just golf, great golf, but we're going to do a charity concert that Monday night with Vince Gill and some country singers. I know John loves country singers, so he may be up there too. There'll be something every day of that week that celebrates not just the 100th anniversary, but a great championship.
So some memorable moments from the 2008 tournament. If you Google search the U.S. Senior Open Broadmoor 2008, you get the bear.
You do.
Any plans to make sure you redo the bear?
I'm going to defer to Russ on that one.
Now that smartly, I do have a great story. Now that that's over, we had to work with the Colorado Wildlife Service because they had been in there, and we do have bears, a lot of bears, and they had come in a couple weeks early and looked at sunrise and sunset and determined they thought there were about 30 bears on our golf course property. So Monday night of championship week, the concession stand by the driving range was preset for the next day, 800 hot dogs, 800 hot dog buns. We came in the next morning early, and this thing was just shattered, 800. So the wildlife people were there, thank goodness. They actually trapped and took 11 bears during that week down to Pueblo. And you take them about 50 miles, they'll come back eventually, but they couldn't come back before Sunday was over. So that's not cruelty, but, you know, they trapped 11 bears. So I think there's a good chance with the hot dogs and the ribs going on, you'll see a few.
John, would you rather have John Daly's length off the tee, Lauren Roberts' putting stroke, or the demeanor and smooth swing of Fred Couples?
Wow. Who won the most of those guys? Couples win the most. I think I'd take Freddie.
Why do you think the USGA continues to return to Colorado for its championships, John?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, the golf courses that we do have here, and I think, again, it goes back to the type of sports fan that we have in Colorado and the Rocky Mountain region. I mean, if you look at Denver and the hub that we have here and compare it and where the reach is, you know, there's a lot of sports fans throughout this Rocky Mountains as well as Colorado. So I know it seems like every time that you come to Colorado, that, you know, the attendance is always breaking records. And so I think that, you know, and that's the kind of sports fan that we have here in Colorado. That's why it's and it's tremendous that the USGA is coming back, you know, to be able to treat our fans with great golf.
Take us to the situation of your best golf shot, when you hit it, and how it turned out.
Well, I would have to say my first hole-in-one was on my 40th birthday, and so, but it was an elevated green, so I didn't get to see it go in. So we walked up there, and there was bunkers in the back. It wasn't in the back bunker, and it wasn't in the front bunker. And so at that point in time, we did the army crawl to the hole, and there it was. So that's the highlight.
All right, this time we'll open it up to the media. Again, if you can keep your questions focused around the sport of golf, he gets plenty of football questions.
So you played in Tahoe, you played in Carl Open, Carl Senior Open. Do you think you could compete against a guy like Bernhard Langer?
No. No. I mean, that's one thing that I've realized is I love to play the game of golf, and I think that, as I said, it's to be able to compete, you know, against yourself in the golf course. But the one thing that I've never not realized is the fact that how good these players are, and these guys are, you know, a lot of times they say, well, you're a one handicap, you can play with those guys, and you can't because they are great, great players, and so I'm fortunate to play with a bunch of celebrities in Tahoe, and then I enjoy playing in the state opens here. But I also know that, and have watching the players that play in the U.S. Open and Senior Open, that they are tremendous golfers. And so I prefer and will stay an amateur, and but just know how good those players are.
As honorary chair, what do you hope to bring to the U.S. Senior Open?
Well, I guess I'd hope to, you know, bring some awareness to it, and the fact that, you know, and obviously it couldn't be in a better spot than down at the Broadmoor and the golf course down there. So, you know, hopefully I can bring some awareness, and I'm looking forward to, as I said, you know, I grew up with all the guys that are playing in the Senior Open now, and so looking forward to shaking some hands and getting to meet some people down there. But, again, to be able to go down there and you know, watch some great golf and be involved with it, you know, it's a tremendous honor. So I really do thank you for the invitation to be involved with us.
I know you joked about it, but what would you need to kind of tweak in your game to qualify for the Senior Open?
Well, I mean, I think the key thing, and it's probably with all amateurs, is the putting. And you know, if we could putt and putt consistently, we all have good days and putt it well. But I think that's the biggest difference is the guys that play in this putt well every day, and we putt well once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks. But you know, and so that's the difference. But I think if I could change anything, it would be the putting. Now, I'm like any other amateur, too. You don't go to the putting green, you go to the driving range, right? So if I went to the putting green, it might help a little bit.
Any other questions?
John, what first got you into golf?
You know, I didn't play until I got here. And so until I played a little bit a couple times in college, being at Stanford, that Stanford golf course there. So we got out there and played that a little bit. But, you know, once I got to Colorado, my off seasons were once football was over, it's what we're, what am I going to do in the off season? And so I got started playing golf, and it didn't take long for me to get addicted to it and want to play now. Through my career, I didn't play during the season, so I always had to make hay in the 4 months that we had in the off season. So tried to play as much as I could then. You know, if anything, it kind of helped me go the other way. I think that in football, you can try hard and try to make things happen, especially in certain situations. But one thing I did find about golf is as soon as you try to make something happen in golf, it usually goes the other way. And so, golf, you have so much more time to think. That's probably why it was better for me that I played football, and the fact that it was more reaction. To me is – with golf, I'm always just trying to stay out of my own way, you know, and not get this ahead of me and in front of me, but to be able to just stay out of my way. And whereas football, you can try to make things happen.
John, ever since you got back into football, how much golf are you able to play now?
Not nearly as much. Unfortunately, obviously, we used to play quite a bit in April, and with the draft in April, I don't play much in April. But really, at the time, once the draft's over, I get to play quite a bit from May, June, and July. Before we go back to camp, and then try to make some rounds in once a little bit in September, October, but not as much. I used to like to practice a lot and spend a lot of time practicing. I don't have that time anymore.
What's the most competitive tournament you've played in? Is it Card Open or something else?
No, that's the most competitive. I think that, because there's a lot of good players there. So, I mean, Tahoe is a good tournament, but it's a lot of celebrities, and there's probably 10 guys that can win it there, whereas you get the Colorado Open, you know, there's really a lot more good players than that. So that's the most competitive.
Any other questions? All right, Russ, I believe you have something for Mr. Elway.
Yeah, our friends at Callaway, John, obviously being number 7, made a nice little something to go on your wall.
All right.
It's a 7-iron with your name in there in orange. And then with all the putter stories I'm hearing, we actually made you a putter as well.
All right.
And it's not ours.
Solve the problem.
We could have. This is a token to say thank you for doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate
you bet.
It.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. That concludes it. Thank you guys all for coming.